Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
It's 20 to 9 with Darren, Kerry and Sky right here on East Coast Radio. And it is a Wednesday, which means it's time to sit down and chat to the good professor. Professor Tullio de Oliveira is a virologist, virus hunter, bioinformatician from CRISP at UKZN. He joins us every Wednesday to speak about the latest developments in COVID-19 research. And he'll answer all of the questions that you ask. Good morning, Professor.
Hey, good morning, Darren. And good morning to all the listeners.
Thank you for joining us. So there's been some developments in the vaccine, with many countries halting their rollout due to a rare blood clotting or some incidences with blood clotting. Millions of jabs in arms, 6 deaths due to a rare blood clotting disorder. Are we possibly overreacting by pausing the rollout, specifically of Johnson & Johnson in South Africa?
Okay, thank you, Darren. Yeah, so let's just correct a little bit your statistics. There were 6 cases with 1 death on 6.8 million vaccination in the U.S. That's the data that at the moment both the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC and our SEPRA here in South Africa are reviewing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a very rare event, yeah. But what we found that's the right thing to do, because that's what our regulators and both national and internationally should do, is to take very serious any kind of sign of side effect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what we expect, or at least the international scientific community expect, is that they will review the data, they will compare with the risk of developing similar side effects, mm-hmm, with other disease, and they will probably continue the vaccination in the next few days. Yeah. So should we be concerned? I honestly think that we should be more concerned if people don't take serious any kind of safety or side effect. But just to compare with other diseases, and many of you may be aware that this is more prevalent in women. Yeah, that 6 individuals, they were females. Yeah. Yeah? But unfortunately, women have greater chance of developing thrombosis. For example, women that are getting oral contraceptive pill have 2.7 to 4 times per 100,000 people to develop similar symptoms. Oh, this is around 100 times bigger than the vaccination of the Johnson & Johnson. And women that's not taking the contraceptive pill and is pregnant also have around 35 more times chance of developing thrombosis than what was given by Johnson & Johnson. One thing that the regulators will try to come, it is, even if it's a rare event, how to prevent that or how to quickly diagnose and treat.
Sure. So that'll be their priority right now. So probably we'll start rollout again pretty soon.
Professor, I'm going to move away from the vaccine. I just want to ask you about this third wave. Last week we saw that at the University of Pretoria, there was quite a big outbreak there. Third wave, are there any signs of that? And when will the numbers start reflecting? Because we've just had Easter, of course.
Okay, so that's a very important question. And the main answer at the moment is that no, we don't have sign of a third wave growing. Yeah. However, again, the main important thing will be exactly to what you ask, Sky, is to act very quick on super spreading events and outbreaks, especially in young people, because one thing that we know from the 2 previous waves and most of the waves around the world is that normally slow move through the population.
And we're continuing now with 11 minutes to 9 with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio with the good professor, Professor Tullio de Oliveira, the virologist, virus hunter and bioinformatician from CRISP at UKZN. He joins us every Wednesday to speak about the latest developments in COVID-19 research. Part 1, we spoke about some vaccines that might lead to blood clots, but at the stage there is no reason for concern. In fact, not taking the vaccine is more dangerous than the blood clotting.
Professor, I've got a question for you. We're going to speak about some of the other countries around the world. I'm afraid I must ask about your people, Professor. Brazil, close to 4,000 deaths per day. What is going on there?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Carrie. It's really sad what's happened in Brazil. Basic Brazil didn't happen the same as happened to South Africa, that you have these distinct waves. Yeah, but it's basic, like they are probably in the wave number 7 or 8 and never really decrease. Yeah, and that's, again, it's a lot related to a government in Brazil that do not really believe it on COVID ideas. So they only react when it's far too late. And in the last few weeks, they passed like over 3,000 to 4,000 deaths a day. Mm. If you imagine, South Africa got really nervous when we got like 200 a day. Yeah. Yeah. And then another country that's also quite drastic what's happened, and it's quite important, especially here to Durban, yeah, it is India. Yeah. India, it is happened what no one expect, what it is at what they call a tsunami of infections. Mm. Yeah. Just to get idea, yesterday they got close to 200,000 infections. Yeah. And now what you have is Indian already passing Brazil on the number of infections. And that is really sad, because India had done really well in the kind of first wave. They didn't really have a first wave in April or March, mm. as most of the world. And they also have been great on producing vaccines. But also it seems now that is completely complacent, yeah, and they are completely getting out of hand. And we may talk a few weeks ago that, in addition to that, in general, some of the Indian population, they have this gene that's associated to the to which cause more diseases of COVID. Mm. So that is one country that we are really worried, yeah, especially as they are going a lot to the kind of celebrations, yeah. And the year of the time of the year.
Mm. And I think these countries serve as a great cautionary tale. We cannot let our guard down. We feel like things are getting back to normal here, but just to have a look at places like Brazil, 4,000 deaths within 24 hours, 200,000 cases in 24 hours in India. So it's just, I suppose, a warning to the rest of us to just keep doing what we're doing and keep ourselves safe until we get to the end of this. That is Professor Tulio de Oliveira joining us. And if you missed part one, that and part two will be available on podcast after the show on our website, ecr.co.za. Click on Darren, Kerry and Sky show page. Thank you.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.